see, Paul is introduced to Yusuf Griot, preserved in 1960. He points towards museums that are selected. He points to musicians in procession. I call out, where y'all at though, musicians? Sing us a song, a cool melody. Give me something that can allow me to step freely. I'm ready to jive in rhythm. I'm ready to exclaim a new voice into a new void, making sure that we all listen. Tell us your blues of a deepened century. What were the whispers of colonization like when you were still writing in a new light? What were the references you spoke of when you talked to Europeans who had seen you speak in their language while still holding onto the core of your roots? You still provoked and proved that your roots, your truth, was so still tied by that vessel, that paintbrush that you touched, just like a Picasso. I'm talking 1901, young, not done, but how bereft, because my man lost his best friend, Picasso, dedicated a whole blue period to his man. Where have you gone? Will you come back? No, so I will paint through souls openly. I will paint through holes again. I will paint on the back of that canvas, and you will discover it in years to come. That discovery will provoke more of a madness. And guess who will capture it? Those museums which have been selected. And who will sing it? I'm still calling out for you, by the way. You musicians in procession. I am a poet that has written myself closer to those imperfections, because what is it that I am trying to challenge? What are these big questions I would hope to address? And no. That's for God. He's big enough, and so is Godzilla in our imagination. Those monsters that beef through waves, those thrillers, those mountainous and gallinous who galvanize us, who talk about trust and take and provoke and brook. Provoke keeps coming up, Yusuf. What's wrong with that? What's this chat? How did you hold back when you were told that your art wasn't all that? How did you continue for centuries through to our 1960s? And these musicians you saw in their colors and linens, whom was it that they listened to? If I may bring you to a 2024, try Spotify, my guy. There's an artist by the name of Tems. I understand what you're thinking. Nothing inspired by the River Thames, although flows just as deeply. You see, Tems, when she speaks easy, enunciations and elocution in a Nigerian Yoruba accent, you are reminded that you got the vibe and always have. Those ancestors held your hand every time you wrote that note. The way those notes are held, if it isn't tense that your musicians are listening to, it has to be worship songs. It must be something that avails to the heavens. It has to be something that is presented in heavenly sessions. It has to be something that is called out for in heavenly settings. Same that I have seen poets do. Poets such as in this very room. Yusuf, I have so many more questions, but I see that our time is coming up. I met you in 1960, preserved. Will you come and revisit me? Will you try? Otherwise, okay, back to it. Otherwise, I'll close my eyes. Others may join me. taking this deep breath on a 1, 2, 3. Closing your eyes, still ready for that release. You will continue walking along beautiful trees, deeper than you could ever know, and higher than you could ever try. You will allow your inspirations to walk on by. You will march as musicians and processions do. You will hit notes so high. You will allow and encourage writers to try. And when you open your eyes, you may still Africanize. Thank you all. Thank you. It's a draft, so we'll see what happens with that one. If I may, as part of Africanize and realizing what these objects and historical art pieces say about people of the diaspora, I am currently still researching, and so I'm currently holding workshops just across the road at the Exchange. There was a poetry workshop which took place just a couple of days ago. On the 9th of April, so just in a few weeks' time, we continue this research, and I invite you all to join us in exploring African heritage through dance. Okay, so come for that one. Then in a few weeks after that, we continue the journey, but through the format of acting and drama, so script work is going to get involved. And then in June, all of that will accumulate into a sharing event. So if anyone is interested in Africanize, please check out We Don't Settle's socials. And if there's any questions, let me know. I am Sipo Eric Njoku.